Good first half, but turned it on the second half.
Yeah, look, disappointing there again. Just looked nervous in the second half. And I suppose we drew Clarence there. Just two turnover balls there to start the second half, gave them two scores. Their confidence rose, and we found it very hard to get that ball up the field against the breeze, I suppose, on the hill. But we settled, and with 10, 12 minutes to go, we were 2 points up. And we left the score after us, I suppose, to make it three. They came down then with a long kick out and got a goal. And all of a sudden, then they were back in top. And we just found it hard. It lifted their confidence big time. And it deflated us, unfortunately.
Gerard, what positives do you take out of it? It is back-to-back defeats. But there was some plenty of good football, especially in that first half. But what do you take out of it?
Look, again, like last week, we had a lot of good stuff last week as well in the first half, I suppose. And I don't know. In the first half, you'd like to have gone in another few points more up. We left probably one or two or three scores after us in the first half. Just what, 6-1 at half time, you'd like to have been 8 or 9-1. But unfortunately, it wasn't. And we just were nervous there at the start of the second half. Two enforced errors that gave Clare 2 points. They got them moving. And Clare, I've seen Clare playing. They're a lot better than this as well. And like ourselves, I don't know, two teams are afraid to lose, I suppose. Are afraid to win, I should say. But it doesn't look good for us, I'm afraid. Two back-to-back defeats. A lot of work on into them boys. And, you know, they're a lot better than what they showed there in the second half, I think.
We maybe forget at times it is a development age group. You know, that can be lost when we're looking at results and results only. But how has this group been under your guidance now for a long number of
four
weeks?
Years, yeah,
four
yeah,
years,
yeah.
4 years. Sorry, I say months, but years. So how do you think they've progressed? And obviously results will dictate some people's opinions, but how do you think it's gone overall?
We've 35 of a panel. I've been saying it for the last couple of weeks. We have an extremely strong panel. Like, you know, we talked out 24 today. 30 guys could have talked out there, and they're equally as good. And I know guys are saying, why didn't we bring in X and why didn't we bring in Y? You've got to go with what you picked tonight. Some of them played well, some of them unfortunately didn't play too well, and it's no fault of theirs. They tried their utmost best, and it just didn't happen for them on the night. And but look, they're a good solid bunch of guys. The commitment and the work rate they've put in all year has been phenomenal. I just would hope they could lift their spirits and regroup. And I know there's a B championship now coming up in a few weeks' time, and for their sake I would love for them to give it a rattle, because they have an awful lot of work put in and a lot of good work put in. And like, we trained last week after the defeat with 35 guys training. We train again Saturday morning with another 35. The commitment has been second to none. They've travelled all over the county to train. They're just a brilliant bunch of guys, and I'd love for their sake to get a few results. And just, they're an awful lot better than that, guys. And I know you might be saying I'm only talking rubbish here. I know they're an awful lot better than that. Is it